Hi, my name's Matt Griffiths and I'm the Executive Director of the National Foundation for Youth Music. I'm delighted to welcome you to this introduction to Exchanging Notes, which we've recently launched. This is a new project for us and we're really excited about it because we hope it to be really innovative in music education. What I hope to do is to give you a quick whirlwind tour about Exchanging Notes, what we hope to achieve, who it's for, and the type of applicants we are looking for this new initiative. Ultimately, with Exchanging Notes, we'd like to fund 10 projects in England for a 4-year period, with the work starting in September 2014. And at the heart of it needs to be a partnership between a school or a group of schools and specialist music education providers. The main target group in terms of the work is young people at risk of low attainment, disengagement or exclusion from mainstream education. And this is a long-term project over 4 years, so we've got an action research element to it and we're commissioning an external evaluator to carry out a 4-year study on how greater partnership between in and out of school music education providers can achieve better outcomes for children and young people. What we hope to achieve overall is to enable young people at risk of low attainment or potential disengagement to achieve the best musical, educational and wider outcomes possible for them. And secondly, through the work, promote a really strong collective understanding of high quality music education, stimulating fresh thinking in music and wider education practice. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing Exchanging Notes? What we've recognised through our work over the last 13 years, which has largely been out of school, is that young people have a great passion for music in their life, and music is really a leveller for lots of young people in a way regardless of their circumstances. We've always focused and continue to focus on young people who have least opportunity to make music, and we've recognised now that school is still, and will always be so, the universal access point that young people go to. What we're hoping to do through this work, therefore, is to bring together stronger partnerships between out-of-school music education projects and music in school time and in the curriculum. This was particularly stimulated by some research we did in 2011 called the Communities of Music Education, which found that good partnership working between different settings was positive and a valuable process for practitioners. There are strengths in different methods of delivery, learning from one another, and giving young people a wider variety of ways of working with music to capitalise on their interests and passions. So, do you fit the bill? What are we looking for? Well, there's an assessment process, there's an application process, and ultimately through that process we aim to secure 10 projects across England. Each project must be a partnership between a school, or indeed a partnership of schools, together with an external music organisation and provider. So for example, with the recent music education hubs, that could be one example whereby there's a great partnership locally within an area that could apply for the project. Each project must be able to reach at least 20 young people aged between 11 to 14 who are at potential risk of low attainment, disengagement or educational exclusion, who then get the opportunity to take part in sustained project activity over the 4-year period. And through the external evaluation, we'll be able to track the progress that these young people make through being involved in Exchanging Notes. So finally, a little bit on the process. We launched it and went live on Exchanging Notes on Monday the 11th of November. And the deadline for applications is 5 p.m. on the 10th of February 2014. In terms of how to apply, visit our online community, the Youth Music Network, and check out our Exchanging Notes section. You can also access resources created specifically for Exchanging Notes applicants, including our new quality framework, guides to planning your project, and indeed the Communities of Music Education Research from 2011. It's really important for us that you use existing resources and existing research to help shape your application. We're looking for ambition, we're looking for innovation, and we're looking for some fresh thinking and doing things differently, because we reckon that now's the time to really strengthen those connections and relationships between in and out of school music making, ultimately for the benefit of children and young people. So finally, thank you very much for your interest. We look forward to hearing from you, and good luck with your application.